parents and children. February 11th, 1896. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10, verse 13, 14, 16. All parents should study the lesson given in these words. Many are surprised and disappointed because their children are not religiously inclined. But it is because the children do not have parents who love Christ and His truth. What reason have such parents for being disappointed? As soon as their children were born, did they solemnly dedicate them to God? As they grew up, did they conscientiously surround them with the best possible influences? Our faith must be different to what it is now if we will be so highly favored as to see the salvation of our children. A great and solemn responsibility rests upon all parents to instruct their children so that they shall form characters which God will approve. The Lord Himself has prepared the way for parents, giving them special light by which they may understand the claims of His law. This light must be appreciated by parents as coming from the Lord for the saving of both themselves and their children. God has given us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But our faith in Him must be more than a casual faith. It must be definite, not founded on feeling, nor depending on sight, but established upon the Word of God. Although we cannot always see, we may always believe that Jesus Christ is our personal Savior, that He saves us from sin and transgression, but not in sin. For the promise, Peter testifies, is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Acts 2, verse 39, 40. The work which parents should do is to show their children the remedy for sin and transgression, to exalt the law, and to show its binding claims upon every child and youth. Teach them that the cross of Christ did not abolish the law, for Paul declares, I had not known sin but by the law. Romans 7, verse 7. The law and the gospel unite to save the souls of the perishing. The law is the instrument which convicts of sin, but has no saving qualities with which to save the transgressor of law. The condemnation of law is death to the sinner. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18, verse 4. But help has been laid upon one that is mighty. God sent His own Son into the world in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh. Christ came not to abolish the law, for it is the expression to all mankind of the character they must seek to form, but to condemn sin in the flesh. With a voice that will reach to the end of time, and by the marks of the crucifixion which He will ever bear upon His divine person, Christ proclaimed His abhorrence of all transgression of God's law. The moral defection of the human family because of transgression is deep and broad, but the angels in heaven are commissioned to proclaim that there is a remedy, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Parents must have a faith that works by love and purifies the soul. A faith that is not accompanied by works is a dead faith. That faith that comes from God is a working faith. It will commence its work in individual hearts, bringing everything into subjection to Jesus Christ. Self must die, and Christ must live in the heart, an abiding principle and power. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 3, 4. By earnest, interested effort, these instructions should be given in the home circle. No excuse is prepared in heaven for professed Christians who neglect this work, which is so much more important than any other thing. The very first and highest work committed to mortals is to educate and train their children from babyhood to love, reverence, and obey every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
If children are allowed to take the lines of control in their own hands, by being indulged and seldom crossed in their wishes, they become selfish. In babyhood and childhood, they control father, mother, and all associated with them. They must be taught that they are under control. If children are not under wise and God-fearing parents, they are under the control of evil angels. That which starts in babyhood and develops in childhood becomes a fixed habit. One wrong act after another is repeated until a defective character is formed. By selfish gratification, the character is tainted and morally deformed. The tree, which at the beginning might have been easily straightened by right methods, is deformed in growth by neglect. Parents are responsible for the characters which their children form. They cannot shun this work. They cannot do it by proxy. They must take it up considerately, conscientiously, and firmly, never releasing their efforts. Everything must be made subordinate to this grand and holy work. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in your body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Verses 12, 15 to 17. To children, the Lord says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6, verse 1. This responsibility then rests upon the children, but they cannot fulfill it unless they are carefully and thoroughly educated to practice obedience because it is right, and because God requires it for the present and future happiness of the children, and for the peace and happiness of the parents. God will not excuse any neglect in this line.